Today, dear Sparrow, I'm going to write you this letter from Beijing's largest consumer electronics market. I've come here to see some of the changes resulting from the open-door policy. The products of this market are chiefly export-oriented. Wherever you may be living, dear Sparrow, chances are you can see some of these products around you. In fact, the people of this country have become the world's largest exporter of commercial goods over the past 3 decades. For the first time in 2007, they finally surpassed Germany to be crowned the largest exporter of goods on a global scale. Needless to say, this has been to the dismay of many competitors. On occasion, it has even prompted retaliatory measures aimed at restricting Chinese production and export. Right now, China enjoys a hard currency reserve of $1.4 trillion and possesses one of the world's largest foreign currency reserves. This has given a tremendous boost to this country's economic and trade development.
对于中国的发展，我觉得恐怕西方是一个矛盾的态度。不能说，就是说，一方面呢，他看着中国发展这个地方有机会，可以赚钱，对吧？另一方面呢，中国现在向着市场化这个方向前进，和过去中国坚持这个过去那个道路的话，和西方是对立的，现在至少不完全对立，对吧？ 从这些方面呢，我觉得他是欢迎的，欢迎中国发展的，看着中国发展，也欢迎中国向着市场化这个方向去走。
People are wondering about what kind of impact is the Chinese economy imposing on the world economy, especially in Western economies such as the US economy. Well, it's a very tricky issue, right? Obviously, we see that the Chinese economy have been enjoying very high amount of trade surplus with respect to the Western economies, especially the US economy. That means that we are shipping out our goods to the American economy and the other Western economies more than what we buy from these economies. That means that we are lending our money to the economies such as the US economy. So the direct impact, the one obvious or direct impact is that the Chinese economy or Chinese households are financing the American households. We're lending money to them.
From 1978 onward, China's economy has diversified from the creation of heavy industries to those industries geared to producing export and consumer items. Having brought this policy online, Beijing has been able to tremendously increase the volume of its exports in a short period of time. By employing the policy of duplicating goods based on cheap labor, China is able to dispatch an enormous volume of its commodities to Western and global markets. In this way, China manages to gain a lot of consumers throughout the world, a matter which, incidentally, hasn't been devoid of competitive backlash.
但是另一方面呢，我觉得就是美国有些人呢，他是矛盾的心理，因为中国是个大国，对吧？中国是个大国。 中国的强大，他并不放心，认为中国有可能给他形成威胁。这一点，一是中国是个大国，另呢，中国的政治制度和他不一样，他对中国并不完全放心。这一点，我们各方面你也可以看得很清楚。
Second impact is that as a result of our trade surplus, the Chinese economy has been accumulating claims against American assets. In other words, we are accumulating either foreign currency reserves, which are in the form of American treasury bonds, or we are buying American assets, such as American shares of American corporations. That's the second impact, which will continue, I believe, in the near future. Now, a deeper impact is that more and more American people and Western people and Western politicians are paying attention to China's economic and social development and political development. They are having a very complex psychology, a complex thinking on China's economic development.
Dear Sparrow, should you be roaming around the living environments of Western folks these days, you definitely witness some hard times for these people. Americans and Westerners are experiencing a major economic slowdown in their countries. Despite factories' closures and in the lack of a welcome for homemade products, the Westerners are still obliged to step back from competition in their domestic markets and the larger global one, in favor of their Chinese competition. Western homes, too, are assailed by Chinese products. The question, dear Sparrow, is how can the Western, especially American, double standard policy of simultaneously exploiting and investing in Chinese markets be justified?
I understand. 制造障碍的地方，我觉得不能说它完全都是为了赚钱，也有它为了可能赚更多的钱，或者呢有些这样的。你比如说有一个很重要的问题，这个中国的现在的这个。 开放当然发展的快了，你比如说对很多对能源呀，对很多原材料就需要的大了。那么现在有一个西方的中国威胁论是从来没有断过的。On
the one hand, they know that the Chinese economic development is fundamentally beneficial to the to their economy, such as the U.S. economy. Without China's economic contribution, their economy will be in a poorer state than it is. At the same time, they are very worried about the long-term consequences of China's economic emergence on their economy. They worry that the Chinese consumers, Chinese enterprises are having more and more ownership shares of their enterprises and their financial assets. They worry that technologies are given to the Chinese economy, and the Chinese firms are becoming more and more competitive in high tech, in increasingly high tech or increasingly sophisticated industries. So they are very worried.
The main contradiction, my feathered friend, lies in the profiteering mentality of Western politicians. On the one hand, they are after maximizing the huge interest of their own multinational corporations. On the other, they appear concerned about the repercussions of their commercial moves and their destructive impact on their own domestic economies and production. One can see vivid examples of this in various Western industries, in such areas as the clothing industry, shoemaking, the automotive industry, toy production, furniture and luxury household items, IT, consumer electronics, and hundreds of other areas which have been hard hit by Chinese products, where thousands of small workshops and large factories have been virtually put out of business.
China is number two in the overall volume, trade volume for the United States, next only to Canada. And China has bypassed Japan as number two in U.S. foreign trade. So the trade relationship is very important to both countries. And the United States also has a large amount of investment in China. And they have companies in China, and they have, you know, they invest in China, and these investments help China to produce consumer goods. And the consumer goods will go to the United States. The consumer goods include items like shoes, on textile products, clothing, toys, and some electronic products.
Every day, an enormous volume of diverse goods are sent for export to various destinations from China's eastern and southern seaports. In one report published by China's Foreign Trade Ministry, during a period of 19 years, up until 1998, over $364.5 billion were exchanged between the U.S. and China in commerce. From that point onward, the level of trade transaction has gone up annually, which is why Washington's promotional activities likens the emergence of China in the 21st century to that of Germany in the 20th century.
It's not an easy job for China to just make good advantage of the Western capitals and the Western market, but we say our country or our economy also could be less manipulated by the West. Such a task force is always a big challenge to the Chinese government, but just as I say, fortunately so far, we have done a very good job. So we make the Western economic influence well managed, while we also just, how to say, outstand China's own economic power. So then I think that's also very successful dimension of China's economic development in the past 3 decades.
Economic development and its fruit in China have greatly constrained the arena of competition, so much so that U.S. statesmen too have been forced to react. While comparing China's economic ascendancy to that of Germany's and reminding themselves of this powerful phenomena through extensive promotions on TV and elsewhere, the Americans try to portray China's economic rise as a threat to world peace and security, particularly in the economic field. However, dear Sparrow, in spite of these negative media portrayals, China is bent on continuing its path of development.
Shanghai still ranked one of the number one or number two import and export hub for China. We cover almost 26-27% of the import and export of the country. And talking about export, we probably cover about 26%. And for imports, we cover almost 60%, which is much higher than the export. And Shanghai itself, we export every year almost about $80 billion, and invest almost the same figure. And I mean, in imports, almost the same figure. And so we are one of the largest import and export city in China.